Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Friday. I hope that you are well and smiling and ready for a beautiful, productive day. This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel. This entire 1 Samuel has a lot in it, but I pulled a little bit just to speak to the message for today. But the whole story is about Hannah, who was trying to get pregnant by her husband Eli, because Eli had another wife who was flourishing with babies, but Eli would spoil Hannah. So Hannah had all the material stuff. She just couldn't get a baby, and the material stuff wasn't enough. Eli even asked her, "Am I not more than 10 sons? Do I not give you more?" But that's not what she wanted. She wanted something of her own. So that whole chapter really speaks about just wanting something and not settling for the material stuff that's around you. So Hannah was speaking in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought she was drunk. Eli said to her, "How long will you be intoxicated? Put away that wine from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I was pouring out my soul before the Lord." Hannah became pregnant and in due time bore a son and named him Samuel, heard of God, because she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." 1 Samuel 1:13, 15, and 20. Hannah appeared to be drunk by Eli because in the midst of the activities that was going on, her lips was moving, and she was praying to God, asking God again for a son, just pleading out to God for her son. I'm thinking about the times when we are caught in situations and where our backs are against the wall and we stand there in frustration and we sometimes yell out crazy stuff or attack those who are attacking us or just scream out in pity or get on the phone and call our friends instead of just standing there, moving our lips, and speaking to God. It may seem crazy in the middle of a situation, especially if you're in a grocery store or you're in a gas station and someone is rude and passes you by or jumps the line in front of you, and instead of speaking out, just moving our lips, talking to God, asking God for favor at that moment. People might think that you're drunk. They might think that you're crazy. But you know in the end, there's a blessing coming out of it. And your blessing may not be a baby, but it may be peace. It may be calm nerves. It may be keeping you from going to jail, keeping you from getting a murder charge. But a blessing will come from it if we just put ourselves aside, be quiet, and move our lips and let God know what we need from him at that moment. He knows that he wants to hear from us, that we truly want it. So Hannah's oration ignored the crowd, ignored the activities, didn't worry about who thought she was crazy or drunk, but she talked to God in the midst of what was going on. And in the end, in due time, not at the time she wanted it or when she was looking for it, but in due time, she bore a son and named him Samuel, heard of God. That means God heard her. He heard her cry, and she named him for that. So will you name your blessings after you speak to God and name your blessings and let people know when they see something and they say, "Oh, girl, you some calm. Oh, wow, I like how you handled that." Or, "That's nice. You know, how did you get that?" Of course, you want to say you worked hard for it because it takes obedience and working hard. And, you know, we get that messed up. We don't take that credit for our strength and our obedience. And if people would do that, more people will be able to try to figure out what obedience is and what discipline is. So once you say it, you know, it was about obedience to God. God showed up and he answered my prayer. Because in the midst of my situation, in the midst of what it looked like, in the midst of how crazy it was, other situation, I stood there and I prayed and I talked to God and I poured out my soul before him out of desperation, out of knowing that he would hear and answer my prayer because I believed it. Will you be Hannah today and believe God, and in the midst of whatever's going on, move your lips and pray to him and tell him, pour out your soul, what is going on with you. It's okay to look drunk. It's okay to look like you're crazy, intoxicated, but you know what you're doing, and you know who you're talking to, and you know what the end's going to be. You know the blessing that you're looking for. Believe God for it. Move your lips. Talk to him about it. Receive your blessing. Father God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. I thank you for your word this morning, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God. Also for waking us, our souls up, Lord God. Let us have a drunk spirit, Lord God, to be on fire for you, Lord God, to talk to you all day, Lord God. Well, we may look like we got a bottle in our hand, but we have hope in our hands, faith in our hands, an answer prayer coming on the way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for who you are, Lord God, who you are. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit to boldly, Lord God, just walk in faith, Lord God, so that when others see us, they don't know something is different about us, Lord God. Some may ask us what's wrong with us, Lord God, and it could be our opportunity to be a testimony to them, to let them know our relationship with you, how we come to you, Lord God, hourly, moment by moment, minute by minute, when we need you, when we need you to hear our voice, Lord God. Let them know that we talk to you in communion, Lord God, and we're not crazy and we're not drunk, but let them see your spirit in us, Lord God, so when they see us, they'll know it's you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this weekend. We thank you for safety. Lord God, we thank you for traveling grace. We thank you, Lord God, in advance that everyone will return to their home safely, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Let your glory be revealed like never before this weekend, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Show up and show out, Father God. You are the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, Lord God. We stand to give you honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Have an amazing Friday and an amazing weekend. I pray that we come back on Monday revived, on fire. I know I am because it will be my birthday. Wow, my birthday. Prayer call. These last 10 years have been, that's another whole conversation. Nothing but God. But I love you guys. Be amazing. Be great. Let them think you're drunk, so you could tell them what it really is, what's really going on with you. Have a good day.